March 11, 2016, it's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. Man alone mode, Brother Matt up in Vancouver, Canada. I think he might be seeing the band Black Sabbath, a Bill Wardless Black Sabbath. So I don't know what that's supposed to be about. But hope, safe seas for Brother Matt on his little journey. Started off the show, so I'm here in my pad. I'm in Pedro, but not at the Pleasure Point. Wild Kingdom, Love Grotto. I'm here in Watt's pad, and we started with Exotica from John Coltrane in an alternate tape. Like Sunny, I think it's from that record. And then a tune by our guest via Skype from Tokyo, RO4. Yeah. And a tune called Always. Welcome to the show, RO4.
Thank you.
Yeah. Can you tell me your earliest musical memory?
Musical memory. All right. My first memory about music is, I guess when I was about 5 or 6 years old, I got a compilation album.
Okay.
Of a tape. It's tape. CD.
Cassette tape.
Cassette tape, yes. Cassette tape of very kiddie music, like animation songs, TV animation, you know.
And about what time was this? What year? You're 5 or 6 years old, but in time.
I guess it's 25 years ago or so. 27 years ago, yeah.
So 25 years ago, it'd be 1990.
1990, yeah. It's around that, yeah.
Okay. And this is in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Now what, your parents, somebody gave you this cassette?
Yeah, my mom gave me a cassette tape, and it includes various TV animation songs.
Ah, okay.
I'm not sure you know the title of the animation about the Dragon Ball or something.
Well, I'll tell you. Actually, you know, when I was a boy, this was more the 60s, but I saw some cartoons from Japan. We had Astro Boy.
Ah, yeah.
Gigantor,
very pale.
And we had Prince Planet, and we had Kimba. They were all kind of related, you know. I think you guys called Astro Boy Adam.
Yeah. I know Astro Boy Adam. Yeah.
And actually, I think he's from the 50s.
50s.
And same with Gigantor. I think they're really old.
But yeah,
I remember
really
seeing
old,
those
yeah.
things. They're much different than the anime today, but it was cartoons from Japan. And you're right, every show had their own theme song. Same thing over here. The cartoons mm-hmm. have theme songs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is your first music memory you got. And so you ended up playing music, so I'm curious about that. What was the first instrument you got on?
So my first music that I first composed?
Yeah, or just trying to learn how to play. Like you're a listener, right? 5, 6 years old, you're hearing this music. When did it get your idea that you wanted to make music?
But it's a long, long story because I started...
Well, I'm interested, tell.
Okay. I started to play the piano or to start to get the lessons of piano.
Right.
About 60 years old.
Oh, so right around when you got this cassette tape?
Yeah, around that, yeah.
Okay.
And
whose idea, your mom?
Yeah, it's a part of the, I guess it's a part of her education.
Sure.
Because she wanted me to get a, I'm not sure the exact word, I will search for the
degree?
No. I'm searching for the internet accomplishment or breeding cultivation.
Okay.
Cultivation.
She wanted you to learn, get educated on playing a piano.
Yeah, 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 that's right.
Okay. And, so was it a good experience? Because I've had people on the show that were forced to have piano lessons very young, and it was a total bummer. And they hated music because of that. But they had people had a good experience too.
I didn't hate the lessons of classical piano music, but yeah, I did like the playing itself, but I'm not
fond of
classical music.
What about the teachers? Sometimes I've been told the teachers are really mean and hit you on the knuckles with the ruler.
not so okay, hard, because she was very my piano teacher was a very kind and warm person.
Good.
So she never knuckles me.
That's good news. So about how long did you take lessons?
It's a long history, man. I can say I have been I'm still getting a piano lesson from another teacher.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
great. I think you should never stop learning. I think that's what life's about.
Yeah, I didn't stop learning the piano. So, yeah, long history. It's about 30 years old.
Sure.
And the first teacher was... I learned the piano from the first teacher for over about 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was only playing the very classical music, you know.
Sure.
Like Beethoven or Chopin or...
Sure.
Yeah. But I encountered Russian piano music around 18 years old, and I was interested in I started to be interested in Scriabin, you know Scriabin?
Composer, Russian composer?
Yeah, classical music of a composer.
Sure.
Yeah, and I next encountered Nikolai Kapustin, who is still alive in Russia, and composing classical music. And I was fascinated the sound, but his music is very difficult, so I couldn't find a suitable teacher to teach me Kapustin's music, how to play Kapustin music in Japan.
Yeah.
So I intensively searched for the another teacher.
Sure.
To teach me a Kapustin music suitable play.
Yeah, expand.
Yeah, and I encountered a very such a kind of teacher, and I started to learn from him. It's about 90 years old.
90? An older
90 years, yeah.
Oji-san.
Sorry?
He was 90 or you were 19?
I was 19, sorry.
That's why I said Oji-san, 90.
My teacher is much younger than 90.
So you're talking like right after high school?
No, I was in the university.
You're already in college. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, let's play a song here.
Okay.
It's called Building Blocks.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, let's...
Thank you. Y ahora viene el tiroteo.
from Pedro show. We had R04 doing building blocks. And then Sawako and Daisuke Miyatani. I don't know how to pronounce this because they got like two L brackets. So L brackets. A pair of L brackets. And then very be careful with El Millonario. Caballo de Aquilier, sorry, Familia Miranda, brand new from them, out of Barcelona. The Wolf Pack, Barrett Whitfield and the Savages, out of Chicago. And finally, brand new from Disciplina Kichma, Ovinsk Omochi. That's Koya, incredible bass band. Back to Musical Journey R4 here. So you searched out, after 12 years with one teacher, you search out for another teacher to learn to expand your piano playing with this complicated Russian classical music.
Yeah.
Okay. And take the story from there.
After that?
Yeah.
Yeah, in parallel, I back to the... I was around 14 years old.
Yeah.
I got my first synthesizer.
Okay.
Over Yamaha, very cheap one.
Yeah, we're talking keyboard, but not piano synthesizer.
Yeah, yeah. So I had the piano and the synthesizer when I was 14 years old.
Yeah, teenager.
Yeah, and I was just at first, I was just copying the another musician's music, but I wanted to make my original music. Then I started to compose my own music from around 16 years old.
Did you have anybody kind of inspire you? Was there synthesizer players you looked up to?
I have no inspirer of the keyboard player, but there were few big events for me to change my musical life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Profound. Yeah.
Yeah. But
they were gigs, concerts.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a big I encountered it's a video game music composer.
Game?
Yes, okay. Shunak.
Okay.
You know Shunak?
No, I don't. But
you play the.
I don't play many video games, no. But I know every game's got some music and somebody has to write it.
Yeah,
I know that. It's a big field. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so Shunak's music was very big for me, and I have changed my style to compose music by his...
He had big influence.
His own composition called the track Future Express. I encountered his music in 1998.
Okay, late 90s.
Yeah, late 90s, and his track was a big shock for me, and... And then after there was a huge techno rave event in Japan.
Big rave, a gig.
Yeah, called Wire 99.
Like a lot of dancing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Big dance event.
And big beats.
Big beats, yeah.
Big beats. Boom, boom, boom. So these two things, video game music, and this rave, a big influence on your music.
Yeah, okay. Right. The Shunak music was very melodious, and so okay. Not the dance music.
Okay, more melody. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I try to mix some kind of the dance music and melodious thing into one composition.
Kind of blend.
Yeah, kind of blend. Yeah, brand.
Okay. And these are your first compositions.
Yeah. So I've come into the my original composition, the danceable and melodious thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I tried to make many demos after that. And in 2009.
Like you're recording at home?
Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
And my debut was in 2009.
Yeah.
And I was composing a little bit jazzy music called Gazing at the Moon. You remember Gazing at the Moon?
Sure.
Yeah, my first single was Gazing at the Moon, and a label, Roxa, called Roxa in Germany, I found my Gazing at the Moon, and they released
Now, did you kind of leave the piano behind as you did more and more with the synthesizer?
I played only the synthesizer, but the track features a piano sound, and yeah. I played playing the real piano.
Okay. But I'm wondering about it in your music world as you moved on with your mix of dance and melodic music. Mm. Less maybe time for classical music on the piano.
I'm trying to do that kind of thing, but it's not released as a completed track.
We say it's still in the can.
It's on the trial.
right. So, just going back to piano. Did you ever give recitals, concerts, just solo piano?
Yeah. Sometimes I have a concert, but this is not only a hobby. So
sure.
I'm not making it to public. So it is very personal thing.
Yeah, you're not showing off.
Yeah, not for release. So.
But what you like to put out, what you like to release, is stuff people can dance to. It's interesting. There was I got an interview with John Coltrane.
Okay.
And this journalist asks him, "What's your definition of classical music?" And he says, "Well, no. This is what John Coltrane answered. He said, "Well, I could be wrong, but I think classical music is where the people sit down, the audience." That's all he said. He didn't talk about notes or rhythms. He talked more about the people. That's the way they experience the gig, is by sitting down. Whereas other kind of music, yeah, you get up and you dance to. I thought that was an interesting point of view.
Yeah, it's a very opposite.
Yeah, well, you know, rock and roll, I think, started as a dance music in the 50s. But then by the time I was going to concerts in the early 70s, people were sitting down at those. Can you believe that? Rock and roll's gone through sit down and dance kind of phases, yeah. And also, actually, when the synthesizers were first being used that I heard, they were used in like prog bands. They weren't used in dance bands at first. Like progressive. By the way, we lost one of these big pioneers in prog last night, Keith Emerson.
Keith Emerson.
Do you remember an England band called Emerson, Lake and Palmer?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is where I first knew synthesizer. Of course, later on it became a big part of dance music. But maybe at the end of the day, music is music. And the idea of genre, I don't know. We're at the end of the first hour. March 11, 2014, edition of Watt for Pedro Show. My guest, RO4 from Tokyo via Skype. Hold tight for hour two. March 11, 2016. It's the second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
person that we've truly offended, and that is the one that we've sinned against. And so he's going to move us by grace to go to that person and say, hey, I'm sorry that I did this.
Channel, I'm drowned by Can do. Dad, and sure love and hope, sure love and hope, and the gift for dignity. Living with cancer is no gain. High hope and high forbearing, giving all you've got. I am really proud of you, toughing it out and toughing it out. I speak to you, you tough survivor, whether you are a Derby girl or my best friend. We have to plan ahead, do good things in the future, and live for your survival. It's all we have right now. I can't bear losing you, so I will think of something positive and pray for you so much. Let's keep track of your progress and love every step of the way, everything that you do. You're a survivor, and I love that. Tough as a reservoir doll, of course.
sinus, baby. No rap, I'm a rocketeer. Rocket sinus, baby. Like a million killer. Rocket sinus, baby. No rap, I'm a rocketeer. Rocket sinus, baby.
They built a kingdom for her, and she looked alive, but I had the engine roaring, my tank was full of gas. I said, I'm going places, I want to take you there. I said, I'm out this world, that's where she caught a solar flare. When she got on a rocket, she made her way around. She couldn't get off the machine, oh, she went into the cloud. I said, I'm never coming back, and I love you to death. Boys, do or die, don't say bye right now. This ain't the last step, let's go.
Rocket science, baby. I'm a rocketeer. Rocket science, baby. Rocket movie is here.
The ship is high power, baby. It's a bad machine. I cooked it with the latest. All men super clean. Check out my apparatus. Baddest thing on the planet. To feel that empty void. It sounded so romantic. I'll be your engineer. This trip ain't ending here. Pretending that you care. Your love suspended in the air. You know we almost there. And just to make it clear, they built the kingdom for you. And now you out of here.
Rocket science, baby. I'm a rocketeer. Rocket science, baby. I'm a rocketeer. Rocket science, baby. No why, I'm a rocketeer. Rocket science, baby. Max the millions here. Max the millions here.
They built a kingdom for her, and she looked and laughed. But I had the engine roaring, my tank was full of gas. I said, I'm going places, I want to take you there. I said, I'm out this world, that's when she caught a solar flare. When she got on the rocket, she made her way around. She couldn't get off the machine, we went into the cloud. I said, I'm never coming back, and I love you to death. Or it's do or die, don't say bye right now. Oh, this ain't the last step, let's go.
Rocket science, baby. I'm a rocketeer.
Rocket ship.
for Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with Drops of Rain from our guest R04. Dirty Beaches after that with Theme from Rebels of the Neon God. Mario DeSandro with Second Chances. Joe Brewer with his poem Trinkets. Then Kyoka with Jungle Me. She's from Kanazawa, but she lives in Berlin. Speaking of your German label. Fountain of the World, Luther and Toby. Larry's in town right now making an album with somebody. He's going to come down to Pedro when he gets a chance. Eat some fish with Rudy. Maximilian, Slippers, and Asalone. Rocket Ship from Waterlanded. And finally, Pudge. We Drive 55. All right. Didn't know the younger people remember that. That's the actual meaning of Double Nickels. And speaking of Drops of Rain, we got some big rain here. We need it, you know. We've had five-year drought. But maybe too much too soon. We get the mudslides. Actually, Louisiana, incredible. Maybe 20 inches in a day or two. I feel so bad. These people, you know, the water, rain is up to the house, the roof. But, God, it's five-year anniversary of that sad Tohoku thing for you guys. Nature is intense. I got to tell you. But tell me about this Drops of Rain. What made you write it?
I first write the Drops of Rain in the very 2009, around that. And at the same time of the release of Gazing at the Moon, I have a new release, Chaser EP.
Yeah.
From the 220 Voltage. It's a label in Malaysia.
Malaysia.
Great. Yeah, and Drops of Rain is included in the Chaser EP.
Right.
And it was we have a rainy season every year.
Sure.
It was summer.
Yeah, people.
Here in Tokyo, Japan.
People in the U.S. might not know. We think of four seasons, but over there, between springtime and summertime. There's big rain.
Okay. Yeah. It's not so hard in the. Sometimes it's hard, but it's not so hard in the Tokyo. In Tokyo, the rain is not so hard. And Drops of Rain was inspired by the sound of the rain that hits on the roof of my house.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess many people do not like the rain or rainy season.
Look, I live in California. Okay, everybody.
But I agree.
But there's a problem having too much sun. Okay, you know, like everything, there's got to be a balance, and especially if you want good nature. And but you know, I found this out about. Japan, there's deep connections with nature, and I think a lot of people on the outside don't realize this. They just see the big cities with the concrete and neon light, but actually in the culture. So I could see you being influenced by just Drops of Rain on the roof.
Yeah.
To me, that's a very natural connection. What about this? We're going to play this song called Night Drive.
Night Drive, yeah.
Yeah.
Night Drive.
Like going into the ocean?
No, to tell the truth, I intended to night dive into the city.
Ah, okay.
Because I like the night scene of the central Tokyo, Shinjuku or Shibuya or Tokyo station, around the Tokyo station.
Yeah.
Yeah, that night scene always inspires me to drive me to make a some kind of sound like Night Dive.
Yeah, inspiration. Okay, let's hear it. Night Dive.
Steve McKay. Steve McKay. Blow, Steve! Steve McKay. Class. Steve McKay. Human guy. Steve McKay. Saxophone. Yo, Steve! Blow! I love you, Steve.
Yeah.
Watt from Pedro Show. That was Night Dive, R04. After that, we had Ig. He gave me a little piece of spiel to play for that Steve Stock benefit for both Steve McKay's wife, Patty, up in Pacifica 2 weeks ago. So we put it on Tom Watson's leash, and then I put it up on the microphone. And so he could, like, kind of talk to the people, and that's what it was. And then we had a liquor ball after that, which is a bass man, Marlon, project he had with Bo Steve. And I think that was during a tour they did with Smegma. And Richard Meltzer was with Smegma then, and me and Raymond saw it up at the near where the Brown Derby used to be. Anyway, that was a very emotional gig. To lose him was... this is hard for me. Fallon Kaufman, after that, 13 billion years and a half. Fallon was there to part of Steve Stock, too. It's great. I think he lives in Pacific. Kept trying to get me to park in this lot. I didn't want to get the boat stuck in. A lot of people, they think they know how big the boat is, but until you're at the wheel. Anyway, Into the Sea by Gum. And finally, part of Hetty's tradition, Lemon Kittens. Yeah, I found all my old Lemon Kittens. Stuff from England in the late 70s, early 80s that I really liked. And love it. Let me kiss. I don't know if you're familiar with Mauro Four, but they were a great band. I'm curious. Do you do the live house kind of thing for gigs?
I rarely do the live things because I'm...
You're more of a recording guy.
Yeah, I'm only a recording guy, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just intensively recording.
Well, that, you know, Steely Dan was like that for like 20 years. Yeah, the a lot of the successful days of the Steely Dan, they never even did gigs. They just recorded. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I was just curious, because, you know, I've done some tours in Japan in the live house scene. Pretty intense. Yeah, it's kind of pay to play. And so I thought you might have some perspective on that. But I enjoyed it. The listeners there, gig goers there, very sincere. And maybe no gigs is better to keep more mystery.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you were telling me about, talk about that, without making it less mysterious, of course, but talk about that, the mystery thing.
I think the first thing I was fascinated with the coolness or inorganicness or anonymity of the techno music.
Yeah.
So I... Yeah, my artist name R04. I wanted to be my artist name to be like a product number.
In a way, that makes a lot of sense, though. If you look at a lot of the,
it's a kind of mystery. What?
But it's
people always ask me what R04 stands for. But
see, I never asked you that because. I knew it was kind of a commentary on society.
Yeah.
And a very good one. Because I think, a lot of stuff is product. And, like, we won't admit it. We kind of lie to ourselves. So, thank you for being so honest about that. But I'll tell you a guy I just asked to do an interview with, Bob Pollard from Guided by Voices. And he just gave me some new music. And I said, hey, you want to be on the show? And he goes, no, I want mystery. So I don't think it's just techno. I mean, he kind of plays rock and roll, right? So I think there's that side of it. Remember that book, Catcher in the Rye? J.D. Salinger? He wouldn't do interviews or anything. I think all artists should be... God damn it. Phone's ringing. Yeah? It's what? Ma, I'm doing the radio show. I'll get it in a few minutes, okay? Okay, thanks, Mom. Yeah.
Don't worry.
My life isn't such a mystery.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I couldn't make it.
No, that's okay. That's okay. She's getting over her sickness and stuff, so it's good to hear from her. I hadn't heard from her in a couple of days, so that's pretty good. It's in the middle of the show. Hey, it's in the middle
that's
of the
fine.
Show.
That's fine.
You know, we're at the end of the second hour of March 11, 2014 edition of Wap Pedro Show. Our guest, RO4 from Tokyo, via Skype. Hold tight for hour three. March 11, 2016. It's the third hour. Wap for Pedro Show.
fell in love with you. The pieces of our shattered love scattered all across your room. You think you're driving me to this, but you deceive yourself, and worse, I've been deceived before, and you'll see worse. Got no fixed address, so you can put me in the parcel along with the rest, and ship me to the dead letter zone. Just can't take the balance, I fall off a cliff for you. Stumble like a bastard cloud across the dance floor to you. You claim you're not so clever, but you deceive me with simplicity, which makes me complicit in this whole thing too. This case I'm talking about. Don't have a fixed address, so you can put me in that parcel along with the rest, and you can ship me into the dead letter
show. I've been feeling unwell. In the two-way street, yeah. western shore in Hawaii. A little barefoot girl spied something shiny in the water, said her daddy dear, that's the plastic jar. A billion floating bottles and broken toys. Reuse, reuse, recycle, said the little girl. Daddy, who made this mess? It was you and I, oh daughter, I must confess. Every time we use something plastic, like a bottle, we've got to try a little harder. Recycle, little daughter.
Everybody knows about recycling. It's something we all do. Save every can, every paper bottle, magazine. Put it in the bin that's blue or marked recycling.
But did you know about reuse?
Well, take an old Chuck Taylor high top sneaker, fill it with soil from your compost bin, drop in seeds and a little water. 2 weeks later, new life begins.
Tomato, potato, rosemary, oregano.
A tire is a swing, a bottle is a piggy bank, French fry oil.
Technically, it's more like a diesel.
But did you know about reuse?
Well, we'll get 2 more years out of our trusty old Chevy. See the world from the window of a train. Let's turn off the lights, we'll turn off the TiVo. Ride our bikes, get a barrel for the rain.
Reuse, reuse, recycle.
Daddy, take my hand. Every little thing is gonna be alright. My generation has got a lot to do. We're gonna try a whole lot harder.
Peebler Show, start off the third hour with now R04, this is you doing a remix of a Romulato song?
Remake of what?
A remix of a Romulato song?
Romulato, yes. Romulato?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a label mate in the 220 volt label in Malaysia, and he's
Where's he from?
Italy.
He's Italian. Okay.
Yeah. And we are friends with via the Twitter, and we are talking about spaghetti.
Oh, really? Spaghetti.
He's a spaghetti master.
Yeah, my mother's people came from Italy, so I have eaten a lot of spaghetti in my life.
Oh.
And will continue to whenever I'm here. But so this is a collaboration then.
Yeah, kind of a collaboration, but I got the materials from the label boss of the 220 volt, and I cooked the materials into the research remix.
Right, you cooked.
That's cooked.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So he already had the parts out there. You just you cooked it.
Yeah.
Okay, then we had Spielgusher with Albanese, Dead Letter Zone for Peter Loeffner and Don Harvey, Mr. Susan, The Dune, live, Reeling Out from the Solvents, Sleep, World's Forgotten Sons, that's a cat, Mark Markle, a Roma guy, he's in London though, Reduce, Reuse, Recycle, Earthworm Ensemble, Dr. Amazon with percussion, and finally Big Crux with Phantasma and Dark. Okay, so what can you tell me about this tune, Dreamland?
Yes. This seems
like it's another remix, right?
Yeah, this is another cook. Got from the got material from the label boss to 220 volt to as well. So, yeah, this is not a collaboration, but one directional collaboration.
Yeah, unilateral.
Okay.
And this, but who is this? DJP?
Yeah, DJP.
Oh, it's DJP.
Yeah, he's a friend, label mate of the 220 volt two, and his name is Jean-Pierre Rantieri, and he's a French techno producer.
Okay.
And he was living in Malaysia for a while.
Yeah.
And he's now in UK, London.
Okay. DJP.
DJP.
Yeah. Like Sean Ben, right? Like a pitch. Okay. Yeah, you know, I grew up Navy housing, so like only girls said P, you know. Men said piss. But whatever. I like Sean Ben. So let's listen to this Dreamland, okay?
Yeah.
Bob from Pedro Show. Our final bunch of music was a remix R04 did of DJ P's Dreamland. Then we heard Basho doing More Nowhere. But the More's got an E, so maybe Thurston's involved. Security Strike by Shy Squad. Exclusion of Evolution by Giwoon Fucking Ragan. Drag from Salvation. And finally, People Are Idiots by John Truby. And, you know, it's election time here, so that's why I thought of it. I should put this out. You guys have a funny thing going over there, too. We all do with this. These voting systems. I'm curious about what's your future plans.
Future plan?
Yeah.
Yeah. In the near future, I have the new releases. I have three releases this year.
Yeah, that are coming.
Yeah, coming. New EP. One is Exam Remix. Mm. The original track is made by Rael San, who is a lady DJ living in Italy.
Okay.
It's released from the Dalam Musica in Malaysia.
Okay.
On April 15th, so next year maybe. And one is Goroka. This is a collaboration track made by R04 and Jared Damiel, who is living in Netherlands.
Okay.
And it's released from the B2 Control on April 25th. And the last release is a Keep Inside, called the track called Keep Inside.
Keep Inside.
Yes.
And where can people go on the internet to find your stuff about you, like your music and?
Google R-04.
Okay.
R-04.
I know you got some. I know you got some music up on the SoundCloud.com website.
Yes, I have a SoundCloud account and a Twitter account, so please search for the R-04 in Twitter or SoundCloud. You can find my account and,
sure.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you said you started in 2009 as your debut.
Yeah.
How have you seen your journey? Has it changed?
Changed? How?
Well, different influences, different styles, slower, faster, more complicated, more simple.
That's difficult, but I think the influence is from the more pure dance music.
Okay.
Is very huge. So my recent work seems like more of a...
More beats, less melodic?
Yeah, beats. Very big beat. Bigger beat.
And
bigger,
you know,
kicks.
If a younger person came up to you and wanted to get started with music as expression, I mean, I'm not talking a career or anything, but what advice? Would you have any advice for somebody?
Advice? Okay. I think that God Music producer has a little chance to collaborate compared to the bandman.
Okay.
So I think that the club, many producer, more producer should collaborate with another other musicians.
Yes.
To make a more diversified sound.
More interesting, more contributions.
So.
You would tell people to be kind of more open-minded and not afraid to take chances.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great advice.
That's what I mean.
You know, I'm a big fan of your work, and I'm so glad you got to be on the show here. Thank you so much for coming aboard. I wish you a lot of success. And please, Flo, and you know, send on over so I can play on the thing. And, This idea of making expression interesting. I'm Nakama with you on that.
Nakama. Nakama. Yeah.
So thank you so much, RO4, calling all the way from Tokyo and talking to me about your music. These new releases that come out, make sure I get them so I can play them on the show. People, it's been March 11th, 2016 edition of the Watt for Pedro show. My guest, RO4, Tokyo via Skype. Everybody, keep your powder dry.